First, thanks, Chair. Thanks, and thanks for everybody that's listening in. I know the whole fishing community around Ireland's looking in on this meeting here today, and it's very crucial. And also, I would like to wish Cormac Burke. I know he had his operation on Thursday, and hopefully everything's going well. And we're thinking of him. The first question I wanted to ask, and maybe he would probably be the one. The Norwegians are overfishing mackerel stocks in Irish waters to get access. They're fish overfishing. Why are we allowing them to fish blue whiting in our waters?
Thank you, Senator Boyle. I mean, basically, we have a big problem. We have the Norwegians, the Faroese, the Russians, the Icelanders, the Greenlanders, non-EU states overfishing our stocks, our shared stocks, by up to 40%. In the last 5 years, it's estimated that they've taken cumulatively 1 million tonnes of stock over and above the science. We cannot understand. We know the cause of the problem. We've pointed this out a number of times over the last number of years. We've expected this cut. We have a 70% cut in mackerel. We've got 40% in blue whiting and 22% in boar fish. Cumulatively, this is a 50-odd percent cut in 1 year. It comes on top of the Brexit cut of 26%. It's not a crisis, it's a collapse. And on top of this, each year, Europe, that negotiates on behalf of, us, of Ireland as a member state, enters into a soft deal with Norway to access EU waters to fish blue whiting and other species. This is simply not on. We're rewarding a rogue state to fish in European waters and to catch three or four times our quota in our waters or waters to the west of Ireland. So we know the cause, but we have a problem with inaction at European level. And something needs to be done to address this in trade measures and to block the access.
Just on that, blocking access and trade measures too. You know, what payback does Ireland get for coming for letting the Norwegians in to access the blue whiting in our waters?
Well, as I've pointed out, this is a soft deal. This benefits other EU members more than Ireland, much more than Ireland, in terms of reciprocal access arrangement they have. Ireland, for its part, gets a small percentage of Arctic cod, less than 280 tonnes per year. This compares to an overall access arrangement for Europe of up to 9,500 or 10,000 tonnes annually. So Ireland pays the price in terms of access and gets very little by way of benefit. So it's hard to believe. Europe and the CFP in this regard has let us down.
Right. They've let us down by time.
Totally, yes.
I mean, that makes no sense at all.
What we have is reckless behaviour being rewarded. Reckless behaviour in mackerel fishing, overfishing by up to 40% systematically each year, inflating quotas, and at the same time, in the separate deal, at the same time of the year, soft deals done with the perpetrators to fish blue whiting.
Just off when we're on it, can you see this being stopped? I mean, is Norway going to be stopped overfishing, or you know,
is there any way of stopping them?
To be honest,
we've come to a stage where we have to press at an all-of-government level, Europe, to negotiate on our behalf to basically take the trade measures that they can take. 67% of the salmon production in Norway, which is about 1.3 million tonnes per year. 67% of this goes into the European market. They have the access then to fish in the waters to the west of Ireland. These two measures can be taken quite simply to block the Norwegians, to punish them for their irresponsible behaviour.
And can our minister call for sanctions to be put?
We need the minister to act in this regard. We need an all-of-government approach. This needs to be raised at the highest levels within Europe, at head of state possibly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it is ridiculous what's going on. I mean, even in reports last week, they landed 40,000 tonne of mackerel. Now,
yeah,
reportedly, but, I mean, that's our quota for the whole year, and they landed it in 1 week. So
yes,
there has to be something done here. They can't turn a blind eye anymore.
The data is correct. In 1 7-day period in 2023, the Norwegians landed 40,000 tonnes of mackerel. That's in excess of our total annual quota. And when we look at 2026, if the cuts go ahead as planned, it's going to be four times our total quota in 2026. This overfishing is continuing. It's happening even as we speak in the international zone where they fish mackerel at an inflated level. And this is damaging the stock. It's damaging our shared stock, our shared migratory stock. It has to stop.